Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. As I always say, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is. The NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. Week 4. Going to take you all through the highs, the lows, the ups, the downs, the good, the bad, the ugly, the amazing, the nasty, the really bad defense. You name it. Dorfman has always got you covered. Speaking of which, by the way, hit me up, call me, talk to me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Check out my social media. It's Dorf on Sports on Facebook. It's The Real Dorf on Sports on Instagram. But, man, oh, man, what a week in the NFL, like always. Just special, special stuff happening on the football field. We have a rookie getting his first victory in the NFL in Joe Burrow. And thank God he had the Jaguars on the docket for him, because not that great of a team, to be honest with you. So kudos to the Bengals. Joe Mixon had a great day helping out a young Joe Burrow in getting that first victory. Browns and Cowboys, maybe the exciting, most interesting game of the day as far as fireworks and a lot of scoring and things along those lines. Saints and Lions, interesting game in the first half. Pretty boring game in the second half, to be honest with you. Seahawks, wow, man. This Russell Wilson guy, just once again, just really special, really spectacular. What a performance from him. Tom Brady and the young guy and Herbert going at it with the Chargers. That was interesting for a really, really long time. Good football game there for sure. Ravens, hate to be the Washington team after they come off a loss. Cardinals, go to Carolina, man. What happened there? Debacle. They haven't recovered maybe from the debacle when they lost 59-3. Nobody forgets that stuff. Trust me, man. So a lot to dive into, a lot to dissect as far as the NFL goes. Believe me, man, I love this stuff. Week 4 in the books. Dorfman here to talk to you about it on the NFL Rewind. Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody. Keep it close.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freol.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Given to Ingram, right side, big hole, touchdown Ravens! Mark Ingram caps the opening drive of 2019 with a touchdown.
Mark Jackson, empty backfield in the shotgun. Looking to throw, has time, going deep down the middle. He's got Snead in the end zone, touchdown! Willie Snead on the receiving end. And the Ravens 4-for-4 possessions and touchdowns.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf coming at you, man. Oh, man. What a week. Week four of the NFL. Sports Rewind. I'm sorry, NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. Just, man, oh, man, you can tell I'm excited to talk about it, obviously. And rightfully so. The Ravens, that run from Lamar, impressive stuff from him. Love what I'm seeing. Obviously struggled against the Chiefs, expected. But you know what? Sometimes that early loss really can help you kind of figure things out, and maybe, just maybe, it'll have the Ravens on their way. And I just kind of want to finish my tangent a little bit. Obviously, welcome back in, everybody, and get at me a couple different ways. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports there. Talk to me. Follow me. Let's talk about week four in the NFL, man. All right, so here's the deal. Vikings, Texans, they both needed a win. Only one of them could come away with it. And if you don't get the win, and a tie really doesn't do you much good. Vikings did come away with it. And I was kind of surprised because I thought that D. Watt would make a few more plays. But I'm telling you what, man, I am seeing the lack of a couple of things from both of these teams. And more so for the Texans. Deshaun Watson is missing D-Hop. It's bad. It's big time. And when you don't have that dude on the field for you, it makes things difficult. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because on the other side, Thielen had a good game, but it was easier for Thielen to have a good game when Stephon Diggs was there making plays for Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings. Instead, he's in Buffalo making plays there now, which, by the way, holy cow, what about this kid Josh Allen, man? The maturity that this guy has shown, ridiculous, remarkable, whatever you want to call it, man. 12 touchdowns to one interception on the season. That's maturity, man. That's this guy taking a step. That's this guy moving in the right direction. And then the Eagles, they get off the schneid, man. They finally get that victory. All right, I want to run through the scores, by the way. We'll start with the Eagles, the Sunday nighter. Eagles do win 25-20 over the 49ers, who had to go to like six different quarterbacks. We'll hopefully we'll have time to dive into that, but Nick Mullins wasn't cutting it. They have to go to the backup, to the backup, to the backup. Nick Mullins is now the guy on the outside looking in. Crazy stuff happening in San Francisco when you think about it. But they're 2-2, okay? So with everything that's said and done, they're 2-2, extra playoff spot. Don't need to panic, quite frankly. All right, Bills get the victory, 30-23 over the Raiders. Colts get the victory over the Bears, who are now off that undefeated line. So all you people that thought big Nick Foles was going to be the difference, maybe it was fool's gold that you were thinking right there. Fool's gold is what it was, man. Foles was not gold. It was fool's gold. Gold that I'm talking about, as in fool's gold, man. So you, hopefully I confused you, because it confused the heck out of me, because I don't know why people thought that he would come in and be the savior. Look, what he did in Philly was nothing short of miraculous, okay? Doesn't mean that magic is going to happen everywhere. Rams 17-9 over the Giants. Maybe the most – that might have been the most boring game of the day. And here's the truth. I watched every single game, bits and pieces of every single game. So I was definitely in tune with week four in the NFL. Vikings, Texans, somebody had to get a victory. We talked about it. Vikings do come away with it, 31-23. I do fear for the Texans' life as far as playoffs go, because AFC is going to be tough, going to be really tough. Panthers 31-21 over the Cardinals. Cardinals a little disappointing, man. You know, I mean, had that wake-up call against the Lions and then don't show up again. Maybe a little cause for concern. Maybe people were pressing a little too hard and drinking that Kool-Aid too much, to be honest with you. That team from Washington goes down 31-17 to Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. Buccaneers 38-31 over the Chargers. Maybe the most exciting game of the day, Buccaneers and Chargers, to be honest with you. Really good stuff from Tom Brady, man. Whoever thought this guy was over the hill and done with, you're insane, okay? Dude goes for 369, 5 touchdowns, slings it 46 times. Yeah, I think it's okay, and they're starting to find their way in Tampa Bay. And I know they gave up a lot of points, okay? That's the down part of this. Tom Brady's starting to look pretty sharp, though. Okay, Seahawks 31-23 over the Dolphins, and the Dolphins were pesky. I'm going to be honest with you, man. The Dolphins played extremely hard against the Seahawks, but that man, that bad man, another bad man, because that's really Aaron Rodgers. We all know that. But Russell Wilson's pretty badass, too. I'll be honest with you, man. This guy having a phenomenal season so far. And I thought this guy had the chance to be the MVP. Said it on my local radio show in Phoenix, Arizona, that he would be the MVP of the NFL. So feeling pretty good right now about my selection. 16 TDs through four games of the NFL season for Russell Wilson. Saints 35-29. That was a relatively exciting game in the first half. And then the second half really, really slowed down. A lot of three and outs, a lot of ugly football, but somewhat to be expected when you're talking about the Lions. Browns and Cowboys, maybe the most exciting game of the day in the sense of a lot of points being thrown up, a lot of great plays being made in that game. Odell Beckham and Landry hooked up on a beautiful play. Landry tosses it to Odell Beckham. Just very, very athletic stuff that you're seeing, and creative stuff at that. And again, more of my theme that I'm seeing play out with the Browns, less of one Baker Mayfield, better for the Cleveland Browns, who also have an exceptional running game. Chubb a little banged up, and no problem there. Kareem Hunt has their back pretty well. Bengals 33-25, the youngster Joe Burrow getting his first victory as an NFL quarterback. And you know what? That's cool stuff, man. I'm excited about that. I think it's okay. I like Joe Burrow. I fear for his life, because there's sometimes when that offensive line does a really terrible job of protecting him, But he does look the part. I got to give it to him. Got to give it to him. Looks like an NFL quarterback. 1-800-878-7529 if you want to chime in. Talk week four, NFL, right here with me on the NFL Rewind and the world-famous Sports Overnight America. Check out the Dorf on Sports on Twitter. That's my handle, Dorf on Sports. Check it out. Follow me. Let's talk about what's happening in the NFL. Big performances throughout the NFL. Lots of good performances. Dak Prescott. I mean, say what you want about him and the Dallas Cowboys. And I don't – Dak Prescott's not the problem. He ain't the problem, man. Dak Prescott is doing everything in his in his will, in his heart, to get that team victories. Fat Mike McCarthy, man, continuously putting him in bad positions, continuously that defense not showing up. 49 points, are you kidding me? And I'm being honest, man, when I say less of Baker Mayfield is better. It's so true. Again, one of his better performances, a couple touchdowns, no interceptions from Baker. 19 of 30, 165 yards, nothing dazzling about that. 307 yards, though, on the ground. That's what I'm talking about. The Cleveland Browns have the best running game in the National Football League, and it's not even close. I think you absolutely milk that and work that as long as you possibly can, man. The less that you have to put on Baker Mayfield, in my humble opinion, the better off you're going to be, Cleveland Browns. All right, I hear the music. I know it's going. I'll take that break. We'll come back. We'll continue breaking down week four of the NFL right here on the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf. It's Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
It's first and goal at the Kansas City 7 for the Rams. Couple tight ends. Goff under center. Gets the snap. Fakes the handoff. Drops back. Looks right. Arching spiral pass in the corner of the end zone. Touchdown. Over the shoulder. Two-handed catch in the back corner of the end zone by Robert Woods.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, people. It is the world-famous NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. Get at me on Twitter. You can do it. It's called Dorf on Sports there. Or hit me up, 1-800-878-7529. And let's chat about what happened in week four of the NFL. A couple of teams didn't play. One will be making it up. They're both making it up. We all know that. But interesting how they'll do that if it doesn't work out with bye weeks. And also interesting how they'll do that if you do go out more than one time and you don't have another bye week to play with. Just some things to think about, some food for thought. Speaking of food for thought, let's jump out to the phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. Hook up with that guy in Santa Monica, known as Mitch in Santa Monica, M-I-S-M. What's up, M-I-S-M? You got Andy Dorf, the Dorf Man. It is the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. What's up, bro?
Hey, Andy. As you know, I've been a little bit reluctant accepting that sports are back. You know, we've already had the Stanley Cup Finals. They've already been awarded. We've already had golf's U.S. Open. Major League Baseball's in their playoffs. Now we're in week four. We're in the NBA final. But you know what? Now that Sports Overnight America is finally back on the air, sports is back, folks. I finally
I love it, baby.
You know, we've been talking about this all summer on the show, off the show, on the Twitter, off the Twitter. Tonight, I've come. This is my come to moment. Dorf on Sports has brought me to the realization that Sports Overnight America, sports is back. Thank you, Andy.
All right, brother. All right, man. I'm glad I could do that for you. Let's talk some football, bro. What did you like? What did you not like? What did you see? What didn't you see? Talk to me, brother.
Well, I kind of went through a kind of like a buy-sell kind of a day. Like, who am I on? Who am I off? You know? Yeah. Cowboys, I'm selling now the Cowboys. I couldn't believe that game. I mean, there are a lot of games. I was talking to someone today, and a lot of games kind of had this, like, cushion, where it's like you felt like the team that was trailing was about to come up, and then they would do something, like, ridiculous, and they would give whoever was leading, it was the Browns, or tonight, you know, the Eagles, the Giants and the Rams. It's like every game had this moment where you thought, like, okay, we're going to have a game of entertaining football, and it ended up being like meh football the entire day. There wasn't anything that really stood out for me. I mean, I thought that, you know, I mean, the Texans had a chance to come back in the game. There were a lot of these moments, even the Raiders. It was like, my goodness, you know, I actually picked the Raiders in that game. Because I'm still not buying the Bills. I don't know if you're buying the Bills, but the Bills are basically
I am buying the Bills.
All season? Because I would have bought them, because we all bought them at this point last year. And then what happened? They fell apart, you know?
Yeah, okay, so listen, I'm buying the Bills, and I'll tell you why. I'm buying the Bills because I'm seeing maturity from Josh Allen, first and foremost. But I also love that defense, man. I'm sorry, but that defense is going to keep them in a lot of football games. They just know how to shut it down a little bit. I mean, you look at what happened, 13 points in the first half, 10 points in the second half by the Raiders I'm talking about. Just made things a little bit more difficult. You got to look at Stephon Diggs as he'll help them too on offense. I think just keep watching, keep waiting. I think later on in the season you will be buying it. Are they a Super Bowl team? No. They're going to have to catch the Chiefs on a bad day or the Ravens on a bad day, whoever they wind up playing. But you get what I'm saying. They are a team that can beat you if you're not on your best. And with the way that Josh Allen is progressing, I do like the Bills, and I will buy into the Bills, and I'm going to keep buying into the future of the Bills as well.
Yeah, but Derek Carr was shredding him. I mean, he had 311 yards. He was 32 for 44. I mean, if it wasn't for some boneheaded plays, I mean, Vegas should have had that game. Vegas, listen to me talking. Vegas Raiders, oh my goodness. I mean, yeah. You know, they had a chance in that game. They really did. And Derek Carr, I mean, he's a veteran, you know.
Okay,
I mean,
okay.
Young guys on that team, they had a chance. And don't tell me that defense was there because he was shredding them. And they had a chance down at the end.
Mitch, yeah, okay, listen. At the end of the day, most games in any league, whatever it is, football, baseball, hockey, you name it, man, games come down to inches. Games come down to moments, like you said. I mean, you mentioned that, and you said it. You kept mentioning it, which I liked it, to be honest with you. I like that you use that analogy because I agree with you, man. Games come down to moments. Games come down to one or two plays when you really think about it, and that's what it's about. You have to seize the opportunity. You have to make the most of that opportunity. So at the end of the day, man, look, they had chances. There were a lot of games, like you said, when you mentioned the Texans too. I mean, look, they squandered opportunities. The catch at the end of the game, I don't know if you saw that, where it would have been a tie game. Amazing play by Will Fuller, but doesn't come through making the play, the catch all the way through, and that becomes a heartbreaking loss. I'm telling you what, man, I think the Texans are in trouble to a certain degree, and they're definitely missing DeAndre Hopkins, who is looking fantastic, one of the top receivers right now, obviously playing with the Arizona Cardinals, but they're missing that guy. I think that the Vikings, the same thing for Kirk Cousins, man. They're missing Stephon Diggs, and by the way, Stephon Diggs had a pretty big day for my man Josh Allen, 6 receptions, 115 yards. Again, man, I think you got to just look at the Bills in the future and keep watching as they progress and get better. Keep going. Anything else, man? What about your Bears? I know you're a Packer guy.
We'll get around to that. But how about the Cowboys? I mean, you know, Dak Prescott starting to lead them back, and all of a sudden, OBJ, a pick six. I mean, my goodness gracious. Why do the onside kick, by the way? With 4 minutes to go. Kick the ball. I mean, there's coaching errors and there's mental errors, and they had both. And Jerry has got to be going out of his mind because that game.
Yeah, I got a couple words for you. Fat Mike McCarthy, and you know all too well, this guy is not the greatest coach. And the difference for him when he had guys like Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, those guys can make up for a lot of people's mistakes. Dak Prescott is doing everything he can, man. The guy, it ain't his fault, bro. You and I can admit that. 502 yards, four touchdowns. You know what, he winds up having interceptions, but I don't necessarily put those on him. He's forced to make plays, man.
The pick six was a killer.
Okay, I get it, but what I'm trying to say is dude, the guy is put in bad positions. And when you're put in bad positions and you're trying to make plays, you're going to make mistakes, you know? So, hey, talk Tom Brady and Herbert, because people would have looked at that on paper and thought, mismatch, but it was a hell of a game, man.
Absolutely. Hey, let me ask you this. I mean, obviously, yeah. I think we're both selling on the Bears. They were a 3-0, like they're probably the worst 3-0 start of anyone out there. I'm selling the Bears. But how about this? Philip Rivers finally gets a team. You know, he leaves the Chargers, and now he's 3-1. I'm kind of buying the Colts right now, in a way.
The Colts, I think they have a very solid defense. They're tops in everything. If you look at them, bro, and then Philip Rivers is going to bring you a steady, calming quarterback that will hopefully make plays, obviously, when they need him down the stretch of games. And you know what, Jonathan Taylor, bro, I mean, what can we say about this guy? He just keeps on going. They're missing their main running back, but getting some good spot work by people. And, yeah, man, I agree with you. Colts, I'm buying into them because they can play defense.
And I tell you what, the 49ers, I tell you, if they don't get Jimmy G back, they are going to be in serious trouble.
Don't disagree. Appreciate the call, Mitch in Santa Monica. Always love talking to you, bro.
Welcome back, man. Sports are back with Dorf on Sports and the Sunday Night Recap. We're back, folks.
I love it, man. That's passion, baby. You got to love when a guy brings it like that. All right, people. I got to take that break. As you know, love talking to you. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk week 4 in the NFL, man. It was I don't care what he says. There were moments. There were a lot of good moments. And games are won by inches, man, not miles most of the time. So I got to take a break. Keep it close. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind on the world-famous Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America. Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Listen up, sports bettors. This is Rick Tittle here to tell you about my favorite sports book, and that's BetUS. Football, basketball, and baseball are all back, and that means it's time to get down your bets. I only endorse one sports book, and that is BetUS.com. Why, you ask? Well, BetUS is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the biz. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, entertainment, and all kinds of crazy prop bets and futures. Call today at 1-800-MY-BET-US. That's 1-800-MY-BET-US. Or go to BetUS.com and fill out your information. It only takes a minute. And when you get to the How'd You Hear About Us box, type in Rick Tittle, and you get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. 25 years in the biz. Best bonuses. BetUS.com or 800-MY-BETUS.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. Andy Dorf bringing you the NFL Rewind Week 4 style, right here on Sports Overnight America. Follow me on Twitter, get at me there, it's Dorf on Sports. Check me out, man. Let's talk. Let's get into what happened on the football field. I'll tell you what. You know, I love the thoughts. I love the opinions of all you people. You are the reason why I talk sports in general. So get at me there to like my man Mitch in Santa Monica. 1-800-878-7529. If you wish to jump on it. Some good performances, man. I'm not a huge Joe Mixon guy, but he showed out. He balled out, man. I got to give props when props are due. And guy came to play. 25 carries, 151 yards, couple touchdowns. But more importantly, like, these plays were important during the game. These plays made big impacts on what happened on the outcome of the game. And for the most part, I really haven't seen that from Joe Mixon. So I've been a little disappointed. But he balled out, and that's what Joe Burrow needs. Joe Burrow needs a steady running back so that he can become better at reading defenses. But in general, I'm impressed. He looks the part. He really does look the part. All right, I want to keep it moving. I always like talking good, bad, ugly, buying, selling, contenders, pretenders. And right now, I'm scratching my head about the Saints because I'm wondering if it's all about the fact that Drew Brees is without his main man, which obviously is Michael Thomas. Or is there more going on? And what I do think will be really beneficial is when Michael Thomas does come back, Emmanuel Sanders becomes that much more effective. He's a pretty good wide receiver. Traquan Smith was the guy, the beneficiary of two touchdowns. I get it. But Emmanuel Sanders, I think when Michael Thomas comes back, I think he becomes that guy. Because we know Michael Thomas is going to get his anyway. But I'm wondering right now. I mean, Drew Brees right now, he's not slinging it like crazy anymore. So I'm not buying them quite yet. I do like Kamara. He is a very nice running back that can hurt you in a lot of ways. We all know that. And we'll see how their defense continues to play for them. Always something that I think becomes interesting when you talk about the Saints. So we'll see. I don't know. The jury's still out is what I'm trying to tell you. I am starting to buy their counterpart Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because when you're talking about guys that have offenses that are really explosive, Tampa Bay has that. We know that. And if you don't believe that, you're fooling yourself. Mike Evans is a playmaker. Guy was hurt, for crying out loud, and was out there making play after play. Ronald Jones is a playmaker. Tom Brady is a playmaker. O.J. Howard is a playmaker. They have guys that are going to make a bunch of plays, man. So I would say that look out for what the Buccaneers are going to do. They're all in, man. So if it doesn't happen, okay, fine. But they threw it out there, man. They definitely threw it out there. I'm starting to like them. Do they need to play better on defense? Yeah. B.A. better chew into those guys, man. Better chew into them and figure something out there. All right, let's talk Lamar Jackson, Ravens moment. He had that beautiful run. I think he needs to get better as a passer. Really does. Kind of going to be the theme of like the next three quarterbacks that I talk about, starting with Lamar. And one of them is starting to turn that corner. But yeah, I think that's the one thing that is going to do the Ravens in ultimately once again. Not the kind of passer that you need to be. So I'm a little concerned with what happens with them down the road. I'm buying them for sure. They're going to win a lot of games, man. Of course, they're going to win a lot of games. But are they going to win the game? It's going to take a little luck. It's going to take a little luck for everybody. We know that. But a little bit more luck for the Ravens. Because they're not quite as complete as the Chiefs. Nobody is. Nobody is. All right, moving on, because I want to talk quarterbacks. All right, Teddy Bridgewater and the Panthers were able to beat the Cardinals, right? And a lot of people were thinking that the Cardinals would have a very good shot to win that football game. It didn't happen. Okay. DeAndre Hopkins had a lot of catches, but not a lot of yards. And that's something that he does pretty well usually. So I think that you need to figure out how to keep this guy involved. Get everybody else involved. Figure things out, man. Like, Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray, you got to figure out how to use all these weapons you got. Because if you do, I think you could be dangerous too. You really could. Kyler Murray, he's shown us that he can play really, really well. But the Cardinals seem to be coming from behind more often than not. It's just Carolina, 14 nothing after one, man. You're not going to win a lot of football games when you have to come behind from behind all the time. It's a difficult task. You can't do that week in and week out. You just can't do it. And then here's the other guy I'm going to talk about quarterback-wise here. Teddy Bridgewater. Okay, he had an interception, I know. Patrick P, he got him. But Teddy Bridgewater was stepping up in that pocket, making some really nice plays. Teddy Bridgewater looked like a more complete Kyler Murray. He really did. I'm going to keep my eye on the Panthers. I don't – look, without McCaffrey, they need a little help, and they need to keep somehow figuring out ways to win. So good to see that they were able to figure that out and get a win over the Cardinals. But shame on the Cardinals for not taking that loss from the Lions and turning it into something really positive. All right, Vikings and Texans. Very concerned about the Texans. Very concerned. Vikings, maybe they turn the corner a little bit, but I don't know. I don't trust them. They're definitely missing something. Dalvin Cook is nasty. Dude is nasty. Adam Thielen is a great wide receiver. But they need help. Tight end has got to be better. Need another wide receiver to step up. Defense has got to make more plays too. Yeah, so I'm Vikings, that they need to win a couple games before I'm buying anything with them. Rams, that was, look, I knew they were going to struggle for some reason. I knew it. You know, the Giants defense was definitely up to the task. And this game got ugly. It wasn't pretty. Post game brawl, just bad stuff. Don't like to see it. Don't like to see stuff like that. I'm definitely buying into the Colts. I like what I see there. Phillip Rivers, dude is legit. T.Y. Hilton, lot of good players for him to throw balls to, and once they get that running game 100%, that defense is badass, man. Really badass. I think the Bears, this could be the start of what's going to happen to the Bears, that they're going to start losing games. They were smoking mirrors, man. They got up to that 3-0 start, and people are like, oh, the Bears are doing it. Now they got a quarterback, Big Nick Foles. No, Big Nick Foles was anything but Big Nick Foles. Looked pretty pedestrian. What wasn't clicking. I watched a lot of that game. So I wasn't that impressed, not at all. Eagles, man, let's talk this real quick. This was big for them. They're 1-2-1. That division is pathetic. So anything's possible. There may be a team that's under 500 that comes out of the NFC East. Like, no joke, man. That could be bad. That could be one of the worst things that we've ever seen in sports. So the Eagles have a chance. Put a few wins together. You never know what could happen. I'm still not digging and totally loving Carson Wentz either, by the way. I think there's definitely some issues. Carson is definitely not – he ain't himself, man. He's not the guy that was an MVP-like candidate a couple of years ago. Just not the same guy. And the 49ers better figure things out. Mullins was bad, 2 interceptions. Berthard came in there, had to do what he did. He was actually 14-19 and actually played pretty well for 138 yards. But this is trouble right now. No Mostert in the lineup for them, running the ball. Yeah, man, they got some issues. And the fact that they're 2-2, I think that they got to be somewhat happy about that, to be honest with you. So a lot happening in week 4 in the NFL. It was what we always expect. A lot of chaos, a lot of teams that we were kind of leaning one way for some reason or another. Maybe they changed their mind a little bit. Maybe they're not who you thought they were. And especially a team like the Bears. I don't know, man. I think it could get ugly for them. All right, I hear that music. I know what that means. Take a break, man. Take a break. All right, we're going to do that. We'll pay the bills. We'll come back, and obviously we'll wrap things up the way that the Dorf Man does. Parting shot right here on NFL Rewind. It is week 4, people, of the NFL. Can't believe it's a quarter of the way done. That's insane. It's actually insane. All right, it's Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Same goes.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Hopefully not. Hopefully you're not seeing them ghosts that Sam Darnold sees. I love that. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate that, man. All right, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. You know I love talking to you about NFL football on the world-famous Sports Overnight America, NFL Rewind. Week four style. I can't believe, honestly, man, it's hard to believe we are a quarter of the way done with the NFL season. Let that marinate in the brain, man. I think you're going to be like, I can't believe it either. It's crazy because we didn't have the preseason. 4 weeks go by, bam, 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 bam. Whew. All right, we're already into the second part of the season. I break it up into four. Break it up into four. We're going to find out more and more. By the way, here's my parting shot for you. We're going to find out more and more week in and week out who the pretenders are, who the contenders are, who's going to rise to the top, who's going to lower their level. We're going to see the Russell Wilsons of the NFL. We're going to see my man, that bad, bad, bad man, the Aaron Rodgers of the NFL, rise to the occasion. I think we're going to see Tom Brady rise to the occasion. He's still got something left in the tank, man. And I'm really excited to see how things progress in the second part of the NFL. All right, everybody. I know I got to rock and roll. I love the thoughts. I love the opinions. Appreciate the calls. Love the people hitting me up on Twitter. All that stuff. Love you people. Scott always does a great job. Love him on the other side. Man, oh, man. What a week. What a week. I can't wait till next week. And I get back at the world famous NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf. Take care, everybody.